You're tuned to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. Hey, WFMU has just about reached its goal for this month's Hellraiser fundraiser. We're only $237 short. What can you do about that? Go to the website, WFMU.org. Thank you so much, everybody who's pledged. So tonight, Northern Soul 45s. I'll come back and tell you a little more later about what that means, but let's kick it off with the Impressions.
I'm trying hard to forget that you've been cheating, wishing you had never met. 'Cause you've been cheating. Did you know lies can't be seen in your eyes? And from home you'll never be free. No use in crying. You've been lying. You've been cheating. Cheating on me. Yeah, you made me suspect and I know. And that's how it go. Ooh, ooh, you don't want me. Did you know lies can't be seen in your eyes? And from wrong you'll never be free. No use in crying. You've been lying. You've been cheating. Cheating on me. Yeah. Another lover. Just as well, though, at last I do know all said was just a lie. So I'm trying hard to forget. Ooh, ooh, you've been cheating. Wishing you I'd never met. 'Cause you've been cheating.
can't you hear me? Let her go.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, focusing on Northern Soul 45s tonight. So Northern Soul is not the opposite of Southern Soul. Southern Soul refers to soul music made geographically in the south of the United States. Northern Soul refers to music that was popular in the north of England in dance clubs, dance halls, starting around the turn of the 70s. I'll talk a little more about that. Let me go through that last set. Billy Guy and the Coasters, Crazy Baby. Otis Smith, Let Her Go. Showstopper was by the Cashmeres. Joy Lovejoy, In Orbit. Learned that one from the late, great DJ W. Lee of New York's Empire State Soul Club. Send that one out to his memory. Impressions, You've Been Cheating. And the Rumblers, that instrumental, Soulful Jerk. So a lot of Northern Soul 45s kind of follow this template of Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, Four Tops. But not all of them do. A lot in that last set sort of did. So, above all, it's dance music. There was a very sort of energetic, athletic kind of dancing that sprung up in these clubs in England to go with his music, with a lot of kicks, drops, spins, etc. And they would have parties that went all night, hence the term all-nighters, amphetamine-fueled parties to these up-tempo soul records that they were importing from the United States. Crazy scene focused on clubs in the north of England like Wigan Casino, Twisted Wheel in Manchester, Golden Torch in Stoke-on-Trent, Blackpool Mecca. You can read about this stuff online. I don't have time to go into it all, and I'm frankly no expert, but there's plenty of information online. In fact, there's a feature film called Northern Soul that came out in 2014. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard good things about it. There's a very informative documentary I have seen called Keep On Burning. You can find that on YouTube. There's an interesting oral history of Northern Soul with some of the leading early DJs at redbullmusicacademy.com. I'm going to play some Detroit Northern Soul right now, kicking it off with Gwen Owens. I'm not going to play this record all the way through because it's going to start to skip. Mr. Fine Wine here on WFMU, Downtown Soulville Show, Northern Soul Special Edition, the fifth of five October Hellraiser special shows I've done, and I'm looking forward to getting back to just a regular old winging it kind of show next week. So some Detroit Northern Soul 45s in that last set. The Honeybees, Let's Get Back Together, written by Don Mancha. Why did a picture of myself just come up on my computer screen? Oh, boy. Teaching with a computer is weird. I've lost my train of thought. Oh, Stanley Mitchell, Get It Baby. Rose Batiste, Hit and Run. J.J. Barnes, Our Love is in the Pocket. And Gwen Owens, Just Say You're Wanted and Needed on the Velgo label. That's a really rare record that I was lucky enough to find in a heavy metal record shop just outside of Detroit about 25 years ago in a pile of unsleeved 45s for 50 cents. And there was other good stuff in there too. And I wasn't so into that Northern Soul sound at the time. And I ended up trading it to a good friend of mine who was a big Northern Soul collector for a huge pile of great records. That record notoriously skips all over the place when you get about two-thirds of the way through it. It did not skip my copy, but then in the 20-plus years that my friend had it, it did start to skip, which led him to just give it back to me. So now I have it again, and I can play the first two-thirds of it. So thank you, Greg. I'm going to play the most notorious, most well-known, kind of most iconic Northern Soul record there is. It's got an interesting story to it. It's a Motown record that never really came out by a gentleman named Frank Wilson, and it's called Do I Love You? Indeed I Do.
you're driving me out of my mind. Wish you were here with me today. I'm not my sleepless nights. Wish you were here with me so I could see the light. 'Cause it's so hard, yes, it's hard being without you. I can't go on, living without you. Truth, my mama, Eddie Rock, I'll come.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Northern Soul 45s tonight. Pretty famous one just now. Gloria Jones, Tainted Love. Gloria Jones, girlfriend, wife of Mark Bolan of T-Rex. Al Williams on the La Beat label out of Detroit. I Am Nothing. Maurice Williams, Being Without You. Willie Hutch, Love Runs Out. And that Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. So a real Frank Wilson, one on the Soul subsidiary of Motown Records, will set you back, oh, about $100,000 or so. There are three of them in existence, as far as I know. Jack White bought a test pressing a few years ago and has it on display in his Third Man Records shop in Detroit. I think he paid about $75,000 for it. Since then, one this year changed hands in the United Kingdom for £100,000, it may have been. So the story is Frank Wilson was a fledgling songwriter, producer for Berry Gordy at Motown, but recorded this single, and when it was on the verge of coming out, Berry Gordy gave him the choice of pursuing a potentially topsy-turvy, no success guaranteed career as a performer, or to follow his true talent as a songwriter, producer type, which he chose to do. So they destroyed the 250 copies they had pressed of that record. Something like that. Who knows? Apocryphal, perhaps. So I want to thank everybody who's pledged during the marathon, or during the Hellraiser this month. We're just at the edge of our goal. I think we're probably over it, although the website was still saying we're $237 shy. I want to thank Stacy in Brooklyn, Kathleen, longtime fan of the show, dedicated pledger from Middle Village, New York, Christine, Scott, Gus, and Lou in Bovina, New York, James in St. Charles, Illinois, David in Grand Marais, Minnesota, Simeon and Antonia in Dortmund, Germany, Chaz in New Paltz, old friend Dan in New York City. So a lot of my fellow American DJs, soul collectors, soul aficionados kind of scoff sometimes at Northern Soul. They think it's too poppy, too not gritty enough. And a lot of us here in the U.S. tend to like some grittier sounds, including me. But not all Northern Soul has that kind of four on the floor, straight ahead, sugar pie, honey bunch beat. I'm going to play one right now that I would not call poppy or well, you'll see. But at any rate, a Northern Soul record is basically what a Northern Soul DJ in a dance club in the north of England played. So it doesn't have to stick to a certain sound. And there are lots of outliers. And the sound has developed over the years. There's still a scene there. Anyway, here are the Vibrations. Thank you. That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville Show. Thank you for listening to my Northern Soul 45s. I should have explained that that Frank Wilson record is not one of the three or so real copies. This was issued in the 70s on Motown's English division, Tamla Motown, and is much, much cheaper. We heard from Chuck Wood with 7 Days Is Too Long, Frank Beverly and the Butlers, If That's What You Wanted, and the Vibrations, 'Cause You're Mine. This one in the background, the Dells, Run for Cover. This is sort of the raw end of the Northern Soul spectrum, I would say. Thank you, everybody who pledged during our October Hellraiser. We're just about at the goal. Tomorrow night, there's a party. You can help us celebrate, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. A Zoom Halloween dance party. You can get $5 tickets at the website, WFMU.org, hosted by Marty McSorley and Mon Ami. Stay tuned for New York Underground with Ray Boogie. Thank you to Scott and the Skeleton Crew. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It's about that time. Good evening, Ghouls and Goblins. This is DJ Ray Bookie. Here for the New York Underground Halloween edition. Got a lot of tricks, a lot of treats. So stick around. It's gonna get cute. Might get scary, might get bumpy, but it's gonna be fun. Stick around here on WFMU for New York Underground.
White Zombie. Horror of Dracula. This Island Earth. Frankenstein meets Wolfman. House of Usher. The Thing. Teenage Frankenstein meets Teenage Wolfman. Walking Dead. The House on Haunted Hill. The Phantom of the Opera. Good evening.
Frankenstein and all those old groovies. Some like it cold, I like it hot. Especially when my girl holds my hand such a lot. Wow, me and my girlfriend, we love watching horror movies. Watching, I was a teenage werewolf. I love Vincent Price in a film called Witchfinder General. You see, some like it cold, I like it hot. Especially when my girl holds me tight such a lot. Wow, me and my girlfriend, we love watching horror movies.
Einstein and all who's so groovy. Some like it cold, I like it hot, especially when my girl is holding my. Wow, me and my girlfriend, we love watching horror movies. That's what I like. Me and my girlfriend, I love watching horror movies on a Friday night. Me and my girlfriend, we love watching all those groovies. That's what I like. Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we love watching Vincent Price on a Friday
to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire.